Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
It was my wife's birthday recently, and she wanted to go and visit a pub, an English-style pub that we'd heard about previously. And we both wanted to go to this pub, but we hadn't got around to going. We hadn't been yet and tried it. And the reason we hadn't been is because it was a bit far away. We had to travel into the centre of Tokyo to get there, and it was about, I think, about an hour away on the train. But we went for her birthday, and I was very pleased that that's where she wanted to go for her birthday, because I do like pubs. And it was very interesting for me to go and see, like, a sort of a Japanese-style English pub, I suppose. Or an English-style Japanese pub. I'm not sure which. But I have had an experience of it before. Not this pub, but there's a chain of pubs that are meant to be sort of like British pubs over here. And they... Well, let's say I've only been to one, and that was enough. I've never been back since. I don't know if they're all like that, but the one I went to wasn't very good at all. It didn't even have English beer in. So, I don't know how it can be called an English pub, but yeah, maybe I should try some more. Go to this specific chain of English pubs and see if they're okay. But anyway, we went to this one pub, and it wasn't a chain. I think it was just like an independent pub, so there was only one of them. And it was... first of all, I should say I really enjoyed it, but it was a really strange experience for me. It was very surreal. It felt unreal. It felt, I don't know, like I was in a dream. I'm not saying it was so wonderful that I felt like I was in a dream, just like it was so strange that I felt like I was in a dream. Because you have to understand that my life over here is just absolutely completely different in almost every way to my old life back in the UK. And every time I go out, every time we go to a pub or a restaurant or whatever, all I can hear is Japanese, and everywhere, you know, Japanese being spoken, and everywhere looks Japanese. So We went to this place, and we walked through the doors into this pub, And all of a sudden, I just, there's this like weird feeling. Like I felt like I was somewhere familiar, even though I'd never been here before. Probably partly because of the way it looked, and the layout was sort of like a pub layout. But there's this feeling, and I don't know how to describe it, when you walk into a pub in England, there's this sort of feeling. I didn't know it existed until going into this Japanese English style pub. And what it is you sort of, you walk in and you're looking at the bar and you're looking at the seats at the same time, because these are the two things you have to concentrate on next. So it's like, ah, okay, that's where I go and get the beer from. And ah, okay, that's where I want to sit. I want to sit over there. There's lots of seats there. Or I want to sit in the corner. That looks nice. So you're concentrating on two things when you walk into an English pub usually. Where can you sit? Where can you get the beer from? Or the food or whatever it is you want to order. And I hadn't realized this before, but in Japanese pubs, usually someone will show you to a seat, or they'll say, you know, feel free to sit down wherever you want to sit. But people don't tend to order at the bar. I mean, you can sit at a counter seat and you can order, but people don't order at the bar in the same way that people order at the bar in England. So in England, you'll see people waiting and against, you know, like leaning against the bar or leaning on the bar and waiting for a drink to come or waiting to be served. And then they get the drinks and then they carry all those drinks back to the seat. And sometimes if there's, you know, a big group and you're buying lots of drinks, like two people will go up and they'll help you carry all the drinks back. But no, in Japan, the drinks come to you. You sit down at the table, the drinks come to you. So I walked into this pub and I thought, what shall I do? Shall I do I go to the bar and order like I'm in England? Do I sit down in a seat like I'm in Japan? I was really conflicted. I just didn't know what to do. But my wife was in front of me, so she sat down at the table first. So I thought, okay, I'll follow her lead. And we sat down and then we started looking at like a drinks menu. And then one of the staff came over and, you know, asked us what we wanted to drink. And later brought the drinks to us. I ordered beer because, you know, that's like my... Well, I ordered ale because that's one of my favorite drinks, and it was British ale, so I was very happy about that. My wife also likes British ale but doesn't like beer, as in she's not really keen on Japanese beer or Japanese lager, but likes British ale. Anyway, so we both ended up with... oh, no, actually, that was a second drink. Sorry, the first thing she tried, and this was my recommendation, was they had some British cider. They had quite a lot, actually. And cider over here in Japan, and in America as well, I think. And that's why Japanese cider is like apple juice. Cider in the UK is alcoholic, always. Maybe you can buy non-alcoholic cider, like you can buy non-alcoholic beer. But I mean, if you're drinking cider, you know, it's an alcoholic drink. So I recommended she try this, and she really liked it. And it's something that's very hard to get over here, actually, cider. I don't know, actually, I'm not sure I've ever tried any. I've had something that was close to cider, but it was fizzy and it wasn't any good. I think it's got like a slightly different name, like Cidre or something like that. I don't know. It's like a French name, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure the history behind that and how it came to Japan. But yeah, they don't tend to have cider over here, and it's pretty rare to get English ale over here as well. So of course we're going to order those two things when we go into the pub. And it was weird for me. It was another weird experience. I just sat down and I had this pint in front of me. And it's like, this is weird. This is very familiar. I haven't done this for a long time. I haven't done this for over a year. And I picked it up and started drinking. And I thought, wow, I miss English ale. It really was surprising, to be honest, how much I enjoyed that pint. I didn't realize I was going to enjoy it quite that much. And to be honest, it was a bit expensive. Sort of. It was for like the price of beer over here, I think you're going to spend around, say around 500 yen. And this pint was about 1,000 or 1,200 yen. So in pounds, that's about, let's say about £6. Which, where I live, or where my parents live, or where I've lived in Manchester, that's expensive. But in London, that's normal. So it's like expensive or maybe not expensive. It depends where you live. In the UK, I think like the price of beer, like in most pubs in the UK, is probably around about £4. But it depends what type of beer you have, and it depends what pub you're in. As I've mentioned before, you can go to a Wetherspoons pub and you can get probably less than £2 is the cheapest pint they sell, or used to. I haven't been there for over a year. Maybe the prices have gone up. So let's say around £2. So yeah, if you compare £2 to £6, it does seem rather expensive. But like I say, no more expensive than you might find in a pub in London. So not too bad, really. But yeah, it was a really good pint. And I don't like drinking in the afternoon. I certainly don't like drinking in the morning. So if I do go into a pub in the afternoon, I don't always have beer. You know, something like non-alcoholic, some soft drink or something like that. But because it's a special occasion, because we came all the way to this pub, of course, I'm going to drink beer in the afternoon. And so I thought, I'll just have one pint. I don't want to go crazy. But to be honest, the beer was that good and I enjoyed it so much. And the atmosphere was very different to like any Japanese style pub I've been in. It was much more calm and relaxing, and there was more space. I couldn't like stick my arm out and touch someone sitting next to me. So there was more space between us. So yeah, and my wife was saying as well, she was a lot more relaxed in this environment. It was nice to sort of, you know, nice place to sort of just sit there and take your time. Like, I guess when I go into a Japanese bar, I always feel like, because they're so small and because they're so busy, I always feel like, you know, as soon as I've finished, I've got to leave. I've got to make space for some other people who might want to come in and use the bar, the pub. But here I felt like, because it was a lot quieter, I felt like, no, I can just take my time. I can relax. I can sit down. I don't know, read a newspaper, whatever. That's what people do in pubs in England. They aren't, yeah, you go there for a drink, but you sort of go there and you relax and you unwind. And some people read books in pubs. Some people go there and they just order coffee and sort of treat it like a coffee shop. It depends on the time of day. If you're going in the afternoon, you can find some pretty quiet pubs, and the mornings too. And they only tend to get noisy quite late, sort of nighttime, they start to get noisy. So yeah, most of the day, the pub can be like a different atmosphere, a different place where you can do different things. And I've worked in a pub before, taken my laptop into a pub and done work there. Obviously, I wasn't drinking any beer when I was doing my work. But yeah, just drinking coffee and treating it sort of like a coffee shop. So yeah. Anyway, I think I might continue this episode next episode, because I've got a few more things I wanted to say about the pub. It was quite an interesting experience for me at the end of the day. So yeah, I look forward to telling you about it next time.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.